Today on the St. Petersburg Pier, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, held an eye-catching demonstration against the use of exotic animal skins. A nearly naked woman, painted to look like a spotted yellow and black snake, lay on the sidewalk. Her fully clothed counterpart, Cassandra Curbelo, works with PETA's International Grassroots Campaigns Department.
PETA's out here on the pier today with this young lady, practically naked, painted up as a snake, in order to call attention to the plight of animals who suffer when their bodies are converted to becoming shoes or handbags. Most snakes, when they're skinned to become an accessory, their heads are nailed to a tree. They are sliced from one end to the other with a knife, and then their skin is often ripped from their bodies as they're still alive. There are no federal regulations for animals whose skin are used for clothing.
Fred Snook owns The Hideout, a shop at the pier that sells products made from animal skins that was a target of the PETA protest.
The animals, in most cases, the animals are farmed. They're farmed for their meat, for consumption by us. Not necessarily you and I, but by people around the world at any rate. And I believe that they're harvested humanely.
Susan Robertson is the marketing manager for the St. Petersburg Pier.
So the Hideout has been a tenant here for over 20 years, and it is my understanding that their exotic skins are from farm-raised animals. They raise animals for food to surface the, you know, to feed the earth, and some of the skins are used in other ways. So we understand there is a demonstration. We don't allow demonstrations of any kind within the pier or in front of the pier. There is an area if people do that, and that's where we have designated for them to be.
But PETA's Curbelo said that just because an animal is raised on a farm doesn't mean it is treated humanely.
Animals who are kept for their skins are kept in deplorable conditions, absolutely filthy. Crocodiles and alligators, for instance, who are factory farmed for their skins, lived in half-sunken tin sheds, and they live on a concrete slab in a room with perhaps hundreds of other alligators in it. The room reeks of rancid meat, alligator waste, and stagnant water. It's no kind of life, and if that's what some people call humane, then perhaps they need to reevaluate.
Reactions from visitors to the pier who passed by the PETA protest were mixed.
It's unique. You could see the artistry. It really is beautiful. A little warm. I can't believe it's not melting.
I don't know. I've never had a snakeskin wallet. I think you can go to the extremes when it comes to, you know, what you can and cannot do.
Well, I think she's doing a good thing, good cause. I could see that.
I think it's fun. Indifferent about it, really.
Curbelo said there are other things that people can wear besides animal skins.
The alternative are a variety of fantastic synthetics, anything, any look that people want. You can achieve a killer look without killing. So you can get faux snake skins, faux leathers, faux wool, any of it.